Hello and welcome to the Village Celebration. I'm Vicki Newton. The Brooks Museum in Memphis, Tennessee is a must-see this summer because of two very special exhibits, the African Print Fashion Now and the Black Resistance, Ernest C. Withers and the Civil Rights Movement. Joining me to share more details about the exhibits is Marina Pacini. Marina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the African Print Fashion Now explanation point, I might add. What is the best way to describe African print?
Okay, if we're talking in a really brief version or explanation of it, African print really refers to the textiles that were designed by companies in the Netherlands and Switzerland and England. They were originally designed to be sold in Indonesia. And we're talking about the 19th century here. And the Indonesians weren't crazy about them. So they decided to find a new market for them. And where they took them was to West Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, where they found a ready market. But one of the things that's so interesting about this story is we are not talking about a one-way conversation. When the fabric started coming in, the traders started working with the women in Africa who were buying the fabrics, who started sending back to the textile makers suggestions on colors and patterns and things they liked and they didn't like, so that it became a dialogue between the factories that were making the textiles in Europe and then the people in Africa who were actually buying the textiles and turning them into incredible fashion statements that, as time went by, came to represent, really important stories about Africa. The textiles have, the textiles represent proverbs and history and, social stories, and came to represent Pan-Africanism and the independence movements of the mid-20th century.
So it's fashion with a conscience.
Exactly. It's fashion that's telling a story. The textiles have different prints on them, and that's what made them so exciting for people, was what those individual prints represented. And as I said, sometimes it could be a proverb. One of my favorites is it's an image of a bird nest with a bird flying out, and it's called "If You Go Out, I Go Out," and that's a wife saying to the husband, "If you're going to go out, I'm going to go out as well." So they have really interesting stories behind them. They are, while they're beautiful, they also tell stories.
That's fantastic. If you've seen the movie Black Panther, and so many of us have, there are African prints in the movie. Can you name a scene or two?
Well, I'll tell you this. People said to us how smart we were to put the show up when Black Panther was coming out. And I wish I could tell you that we were smart enough to be able to plan it. It was just pure kismet. One of the last scene at the United Nations, when Chala's standing there and he's wearing that scarf over his shoulder,
yes,
that designer is actually included in the African Print Fashion Exhibition. He is based in Philadelphia. He's a really tremendous designer and is actually a friend of Mr. Bozeman. And you're absolutely right, there are many of the scenes. There are people wearing these terrific African print fabrics. They're just amazing.
So for fans of the movie, this is absolutely an exhibit to see this summer. The other is the Black Resistance, Ernest C. Withers and the Civil Rights Movement. Mm-hmm. Ernest Withers, who was a native of Memphis, photographed many of the key moments of the Civil Rights Movement. I know it's not just coincidence that this exhibit coincides with the 50-year observation of Dr. Martin Luther King's assassination.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think everybody in the city of Memphis several years ago started planning for how to properly acknowledge the anniversary. And the museum is extremely fortunate to have really deep holdings of photographs by Ernest Withers. In fact, his former gallerist told us that we are the largest repository of Ernest Withers photographs, I mean, other than the negatives that are owned by the family. And it was not hard to be able to go through our holdings and put together an exhibition. And, you know, fabulously, we have a number that really document the sanitation strike and the and actually Dr. King's coming to Memphis for the march on the 29th, coming back to the city. There's a very poignant shot that Ernest Withers took of Dr. King in his casket at the funeral home, and then several amazing shots of the march on April 8th when Coretta Scott King came back with the family, and there was that fabulous march to City Hall with the placards and Honor King and Racism. It's a small exhibition, only 17 photographs, but it packs a wallop. It really helps tell the story in a very powerful way.
And given the 50 years after the assassination, very poignant and significant exhibit. Tell us the dates of both exhibits.
I'm very excited. We did something different for change. Both of these exhibits are up for 6 months. The African Print Fashion Now will be up until August 12th, and Ernest Withers closes on the 19th. So plenty of opportunity for people to come and see both of them. And, you know, again, it was just a strange coincidence. And we are on June 16th going to open brand spanking new galleries of African art. So it's a really interesting time here at the museum.
So for families traveling looking for special exhibits this summer, the Brooks Museum, you must stop and visit in Memphis, Tennessee. Marina Pacini, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Have a good afternoon.